Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start lying down. So please lie in a comfortable position. And once you've done that, just allow your eyes to be soft, maybe gently closed. And take a few moments to go inside and to check in with yourself. To notice how you feel right now. Not how you'd like to be or how you should be. But how are you right now? What are your energy levels like? Are you aware of your mood or your mind state? Feel your body. Just notice any sensations in your body. Your body is always changing. Different sensations coming and going. Can you feel your breath moving in and out of your body? Can you feel the breath moving at the belly? Perhaps you can breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly. So you breathe in and gently expand the belly. Let the belly rise up. And breathe out, let the belly fall. Breathe in, belly rises. And breathe out, belly falls. Now, when you're ready, can you take your time to have your legs up in semi-supine? If they're not already there, just bring the feet up until the feet are flat on the floor. The knees are bent and pointing up to the ceiling. And have the feet and the knees fairly wide apart, about shoulder width apart. And have your arms out wide to the sides in cross position, out from the shoulders. And we'll start by slowly taking the knees from side to side. You gently roll both knees together, first down to one side, maybe feeling the hips rolling a bit that way, going through the center and then slowly down to the other side. Just going from side to side like that. Maybe once you're comfortable with the movement, you can bring the breath in by breathing out as the knees go down to one side and breathing in as they go through the center. And as you do this movement of taking the knees side to side, can you be aware of your body? Particularly feel here how it feels around the hips and into the hip joints. And feel what it's like through the legs, the front of the legs. And as you take the knees side to side, let your head gently turn a little bit with the movement, as if your nose were connected to the knees somehow by an imaginary string, so that as the knees roll to one side, the head just gently rolls a bit that way too. Same on the other side. Feel the movement through your spine, Where does the movement start in the spine? Where does it finish? The next time you're in the centre, we'll do a similar movement. We'll just change it a little bit though. So when you're in the centre, bring your feet and your knees close together. Bring them as close as you comfortably can. Maybe you can have the knees touching, the ankles touching, although you don't have to be that close. Keep the arms out wide. And then keeping the knees and ankles as close together as you can. See how it feels to take the knees side to side. Just like you did before, but with the knees close together and the ankles close. This changes the movement a little bit. You might feel it differently through the spine now. This can make it feel a bit easier into the hip joints. Maybe you don't feel it quite so much through the front of the legs anymore. The next time you've got the knees down to one side, can you pause there for a moment? Just let your head be gently turned that same way. So knees to the side, head a little bit to the side. And then be aware of the knee that's on top. Can you bring that top knee gently round past the bottom knee and in towards the chest or the opposite shoulder? And then take it back so the knees are together and go through the middle and down to the other side with the knees and the head. And once you've got the knees as far down to the side as you can, just carefully bring the top knee round past the bottom knee and in towards the chest. And then continue from side to side like that. The knees go down to the side and the top knee gently past the bottom knee and round into the opposite shoulder. Maybe still, if it works for you, breathing in through the centre and breathing out to the side. If you want to go even a little bit further here, once you're around and down on one side, as that top knee comes in towards the chest, you could perhaps catch hold of that knee with the hand on that side, so that you can use the hand to gently draw the knee a bit closer in towards the chest. Or for an even stronger movement, use the hand on that side to draw the knee in and take the knee down a little closer to the floor maybe. Just go at your own pace from one side to the other, choosing the options that suit you the most. Be paying attention to your body and moving in a way that feels good and feels like it benefits your body. Trying to get anywhere. No need for any competition in yoga, even with yourself. And the next time you are back in the centre, stay there. Just make any adjustments to your body or your clothing so that you can be comfortable back in the middle in semi-supine. Just bring the feet and knees a bit wider apart, comfortably apart. Relax your arms on the floor, maybe a little closer to your body, somewhere that feels fine for your shoulders. And then when you breathe out next time, gently squeeze your lower tummy in. Maybe you can flatten your lower back against the floor. And then as you do that, lift one foot off the floor and carefully straighten that leg up towards the ceiling. Then relax back down as you breathe in and swap legs when you're ready. So breathe out, squeeze the lower tummy in, lift one foot off the floor and up into the air, gently stretching the leg out there before breathing in back down. Just alternating, first stretching one leg up and then the other. Again, feeling the movement. Each time you breathe out, squeezing the lower tummy in, engaging those deeper core muscles as you stretch the leg up. Maybe you can also feel a strengthening through the front of the leg. Stretching out through the back of the leg. How does this movement feel in your lower back? The next time you've got one leg gently stretched up in the air, can you leave it there? So you've got one leg in semi-supine and the other leg straightish with the foot up towards the ceiling. Keep the arms resting on the floor, preferably. Can you make a circle with that leg that's up in the air, like you were drawing a circle on the ceiling with your foot, circling one way. How could you use your tummy muscles to help you here? Focus on the lower tummy. And can you feel the leg muscles again working, perhaps through the front of the legs? If this is uncomfortable for your lower back, feel free to use your hands at the back of the leg to help you circle if that works better for you. And change directions, same leg, but just go back the other way a few times. And how are you breathing? Great, and then come into the center and put that foot down on the floor. Put that leg back on the floor in semi-supine and bring the other knee up over your chest and gently straighten that leg up towards the ceiling. You're fine to have the arms resting on the floor. Rest the arms and just circle the leg on its own. First in one direction. Though if you prefer to use the hands to help you circle, do that if you want to. Feel the movement. Be aware of your lower tummy muscles, and when you feel like you could use them, gently squeezing them in to help you do the movement. And then going back in the other direction. How does your lower back move against the floor here? And then bring that leg into the center and slowly bend the knee and put the foot back down onto the floor so that you've got both legs back on the floor in semi-supine. And just to check that you feel comfortable around the hips and lower back, it might feel quite nice to lift the hips up very slightly, just slightly off the floor and back down again once or twice, just to readjust and realign the the lower spine. Then when you've done that, you bring both hands up behind the back of your head, interlace the fingers, and rest the back of the head on the interlaced hands. When you breathe out, again, gently squeeze your lower tummy in, and then bend one knee over your chest and roll the head forwards towards the knee. Then breathe in and rest the head and the foot back down. Swap sides, swap knees with the next out-breath. So each time you breathe out, you bend one knee over the chest and roll the head forwards towards the knee. You breathe in back down. Just alternating legs each time. Breathing out, squeezing the lower tummy in as you draw your head and one knee closer together. And then breathing in back down. Feeling the movement through your spine, from the lower back and the lower spine, between the shoulder blades and up to the neck. If you don't have a lower back injury and you feel like doing a stronger core strengthening exercise as an option, keep your lower tummy squeezed in a bit. Just keep some awareness there on the lower tummy. For this next option, you can either hold the head up a little bit or down, doesn't matter, but keep the head still. And have both knees bent over the chest. And then do a slow pistoning of the legs. So you bend one knee over the chest, but you carefully straighten the other leg away from you, sort of parallel to the floor. You slowly piston the legs, one knee bending over the chest, as the other leg carefully straightens away from you, like a pistoning or a bicycling of the legs. Keeping the lower tummy squeezed in there, just a bit, doesn't have to be 100% squeezed in. Just keeping the lower back flattish to the floor, keeping the hips fairly steady if you can. Remember, your head can be up a little bit or down on the floor. Whichever feels best for you there, doesn't matter. And if this feels like it's putting strain on your lower back, stick with the first option we started with. This one's a very good exercise for strengthening the not just the core muscles, but also the hip flexors at the front of the legs. Particularly a muscle called the psoas muscle, and the major hip flexor that goes from the thigh up through the hips onto the spine. It helps to stabilize your hips. And then relax the head down. Just have both knees bent over your chest though. So the head's relaxed but the knees up over the chest, and hold on to the front of the knees with the hands. When you breathe out, draw the knees slowly in towards your chest. When you breathe in, let the knees move away from the chest and draw the knees in and out like that. Gently stretching the lower back out as you draw the knees into the chest and back out. And then keep the knees bent over the chest but place your hands more on the inside edges of the knees somewhere. And use the hands to press the knees wide apart, just gently wide, not too wide. And keeping the knees wide like that, can you rock from side to side? Just feel the hips rolling a little side to side. And perhaps using the hands to help you here. So as you roll to the left, you could gently press down on the inside of the left knee and just roll slightly further to the left. You roll to the right, pressing down on the inside of the right knee with the right hand. And pausing in the centre, keeping the knees comfortably wide, and just holding there in that stretch for a few breaths. If it's easy, maybe pressing the knees gently a bit wider apart if that feels good to do so. If it's uncomfortable, just easing off there, bringing the knees a bit closer maybe. Just finding somewhere pleasant to hold. Deepening the breath, just breathing a bit more deeply into the belly. Breathe in, belly rises. And breathe out, belly falls. And then leaving that and slowly bringing the knees closer together. When the knees are closer together, keep the knees hovering over the chest, but rest your arms somewhere comfortably on the floor. And have your awareness on your lower tummy muscles and gently squeeze them in and lift both feet up towards the ceiling, so that you have the legs comfortably straight up in the air. It's fine to have a bit of a bend in the knees, just comfortably straight. Now keep one leg straight up in the air like you've got it, straightish. And then with the other leg, keeping it straightish, can you carefully lower that leg down towards the floor, but don't go very far, halfway at the absolute most. Squeeze your lower tummy in, keep your lower back flattish to the floor. Okay, then bring that leg up and swap over. And just slowly scissor the legs like that, one going down a little and one going up. Keep it really quite small here. Keep the focus on gently pulling your lower tummy in and keeping your lower back flattish to the floor. Scissoring the legs. One up, one down. Getting a really good strengthening exercise, strengthening the stabilizing muscles that stabilize and support your hips and also your knees. Be breathing however you can, just checking you're not holding your breath. Great, and then relax, bend the knees over the chest, just hold on to the knees again, knees bent. Hands on top of the knees. Do a gentle rocking from side to side. Then release the knees. Put the feet flat onto the floor in semi-supine. Have the feet just slightly wider than hip width apart, not too wide for the next one. Rest your arms down on the floor fairly close to your body and have the palms of the hands facing downwards, so the palms are touching the floor. Now we'll strengthen through the back of the hips. So when you breathe in, and just slightly pull the lower tummy in like we've been doing, and then lift the hips off the floor and up into the air, maybe pressing into the floor with the feet there so you can feel a tightness into the back of the hips. And then lowering the hips back down as you breathe out. So lifting the hips up into shoulder bridge as you breathe in, pressing the feet gently into the floor, and lowering the hips back down as you breathe out. Feeling that movement again through the spine. Feeling the lower spine lifting away from the floor. And aware of how the upper spine engages with the floor or moves against the floor as the hips go up and down. Just feeling that strengthening into the glutes at the back of the hips. The glutes are also really important stabilizing muscles that stabilize your hips, support your lower back. So the main sets of muscles that stabilize your hips and support your lower back are your core muscles deep inside the under the tummy there but close to the spine. You've got the glutes at the back of the hips and also the big muscles at the front of the legs, the hip flexors, the psoas, the quadriceps. Also the backs of the legs, the hamstrings. Although they're generally tight muscles, so it's actually usually, for most people, it's actually helpful for your lower back to stretch out those muscles rather than strengthen. If you want to hold the hips up in shoulder bridge, just feel free to leave the hips up there for a few breaths. And just feel that strength there into the back of the hips, into the legs. If you hold, watch your breath. Now, if the hips are still up, slowly lower the hips back down to the floor. Once the hips are down, bring your knees back up over your chest and place your hands underneath the knees at the backs of the legs. And lift both feet up towards the ceiling. Have the legs gently stretched up into the air. Just hold there for a few breaths. Just breathe. A feeling of softening and relaxing somehow as you breathe out. Here you're bringing your body back into balance from doing the shoulder bridge. Stretching out the muscles you were just strengthening. Slowly bend the knees over the chest. Put your feet all the way down onto the floor. Back into semi-supine. But once you've got the feet down, have your feet and knees close together. Interlace your hands underneath the head again, like you did earlier. And then place your right ankle on your left knee. So your right knee is bent out to the right. So right ankle on the left knee, the front of the knee there. So if you look that way, you can see your ankle. Now when you breathe out, lift your left foot off the floor. And you can squeeze your lower tummy in and roll the head forwards. See if you can bring your right ankle and your head closer together. Breathe in back down. Do that a few more times. Breathe out, lift the left foot, lift the head. Breathe in down. What does this feel like into the right hip, into the right buttock? That feels like a nice stretch. I'd like to hold there for a few breaths. Just hold, and as you breathe, feel your body. Then relax back down and take a few moments to swap to the other side. Just start with the feet fairly close and then put the left ankle on the right knee. So the left knee is bent out to the left. Still with the hands under the head, if that's okay for the shoulders. And breathing out as you lift the right foot off the floor, roll the head forwards. Breathe in back down. This is hurting the shoulders. You could just leave the arms and the head down if you prefer. Just do the legs only. You don't need to lift the head up. Just adjusting the movements to suit your body so that you benefit from the exercises as much as possible. Breathing out, lifting the head and the right foot, drawing the head and the left ankle closer together, squeezing the lower tummy in to support you, and breathing in back down. When you've done that a few times, if you'd like to hold there for a few breaths, you could do that option. Just hold, feel your body, and consciously breathe. Check that your jaw is relaxed. Maybe you can soften your eyes. And then just relax down. Just relax the head. Have your feet flat on the floor again. Come back to a wide semi-supine. Arms out to the sides. And take your knees side to side, like you did to start with. How does your body feel now? What does it feel like around the hips and the lower back? And when the knees are in the center, can either keep the legs in semi-supine, or if you're really fine in the butterfly pose, bring the soles of your feet together. Let the knees be wide to the sides in butterfly. But if butterfly isn't okay for you, if it's hurting your hip joints, just have the legs in a normal semi-supine. Interlace your hands behind the back of your head. When you breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in. Lift your feet and your head off the floor so you bring your head and elbows towards each other. Sorry, knees and elbows towards each other. Breathing back down. Do that a few more times. Breathe out, tighten the lower tummy and lift the head and the feet. Keeping the legs in butterfly if that's okay for you. Breathing in back down. Now we'll keep doing that, but we'll add another movement in. When you put your head and feet down, can you try lifting your hips up? So if you've got the legs in butterfly, you'll be doing a kind of butterfly shoulder bridge. And then put the hips down and again lift the head and the feet. So you alternate between lifting the hips up and down, and then lifting the head and the feet up and down. Just alternating between the movements. Hips up and down, and then head and feet up and down. If you're fine with the legs in butterfly, just keep the legs in butterfly for the movements. So if that's hurting your hips or lower back, do the same thing with the legs in semi-supine, just to make it that little bit easier. And feel what's happening around the whole core, hips, lower back and core area. Feel when the glutes tighten at the back of the hips. Feel when you use your deeper core muscles, the lower tummy muscles pulling in. Then relax everything down. Bring the knees slowly back up together. And then have the knees all the way up over the chest. And place your hands under the knees at the backs of the legs. Gently lift the feet up towards the ceiling. Find somewhere you can just hold the legs up in the air. Maybe you can have a bit of a bend in the knees, but just to feel more of a stretch into your lower back, just draw the knees slightly in towards the chest as you stretch the legs up in the air. You just find a place to hold there and watch your breath. You make your out breath just a bit longer and what it is. See if you can breathe out for an extra second or maybe two. Just having your body upside down like this is really good for it. Just reversing the effects of gravity on your body. And slowly bend the knees over the chest. Hold onto the tops of the knees. Use the hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. Just gently guide the knees in a circle, first in one direction. And And then back in the other direction. Feel the lower back moving against the floor as you circle the knees over the chest. And then bring the knees into the center and rest the feet back down onto the floor into semi-supine. Feel the breath moving at the belly. And then from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side? Take your time to come up and around into the all fours position. Hands roughly under the shoulders. Spreading your fingers wide apart. Have the knees under the hips, so the knees are about hip width apart. Or if you're uncomfortable here resting on the hands because of your wrists or shoulders, it's fine to rest on the elbows if you prefer. And we'll arch and round the back a few times to loosen up the spine. So when you breathe out, tuck your tailbone under, roll the head down and press the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling. Gently stretch between the shoulder blades there. And then breathe in, let the belly drop down and gently lift the head and the hips. And just do that a few more times. Breathing out, rounding the back, stretching between the shoulder blades. And breathing in and arching the back. Feeling your spine and moving with your breath. Back and forth. Loosening the spine. Then pausing in the center. Now, can you walk your hands a little bit further forward so they're not so much right under the shoulders, but a few inches more in front of you? You might need to adjust the hands in a moment. Just take care with your wrists. If you've got the hands further forward like this, it does make it a bit easier for the wrists because they're not quite so extended anymore. But just take care, just adjust things if you need to. Or miss this one out if it really hurts your wrists and shoulders. It's fine to rest in child pose if you want. When you breathe in, can you carefully bring your hips forward? So you start to move towards the upward dog position, but you don't have to go that far. Just carefully take the hips forward so your chest comes forward, your head moves a bit forward. And then when you breathe out, take everything back into child pose. So bend the knees, take the hips back towards the feet, towards child pose. Then when you're ready, do that again. Come through all fours. Carefully take the hips forward so the chest moves a little bit forward, the head moves forward, and then back into child pose with the out breath. Just moving carefully, aware of your body. Inhale, hips forward, moving towards upward dog. And then breathing out back into child pose. Feeling your spine. You you want, just resting back in child pose whenever you want to. If you know downward dog and you don't have any back problems, you're quite familiar with downward dog, you know that's okay for you. And if you know upward dog, you could do that instead. So if you're used to doing that in class, you could alternate between breathing in, bringing the hips all the way forward into upward dog, and then breathing out, tucking your toes under, lifting the hips up into the air into downward dog. Doing that a few times if you know that and you're happy with that. And then when you're ready, just having the knees down if they're not already and sinking the hips back towards the feet and getting as comfortable as you can in child pose. Remember, if the knees hurt a bit in child pose, you could grab a rolled up blanket or a towel or a nice thick pillow even to put at the back of the knees to make child position more relaxing. Have your arms in the best place for your neck and shoulders. So for some people that's with the arms down beside your body. For others it's out long in front of you. Or maybe it's with one fist on top of the other and the forehead resting on the fists. Just being aware of your body in child pose. And when you breathe in, feeling your body. And when you breathe out, relaxing and letting go of your body. Just softening there somehow. So you breathe in, aware, feel, and breathe out and let go, relax. From child pose, take your time to come up to sitting. Have your legs out long in front of you. The legs out long in front, about hip width apart, or even a bit closer is okay. Place your hands on the front of your legs, on the thighs. Have your knees slightly bent. Feel free to bend them more in a moment if you want to. And when you breathe out, lean forward from your waist. Slide your hands down your legs towards your feet. Just let your chest soften down, relax the head down as you come into the forward bend. Bending the knees more if you want to there. Then breathe in, come back up. The next time you breathe out, we'll move the other way. Can you now squeeze your lower tummy in? Tuck your chin in and roll back a little bit. And then breathe into the center. Then breathe out down into the forward bend again, just like you did before. So we'll alternate between those two movements, breathing into the centre each time and breathing out into the movements. So you alternate between softening down, leaning forward into the forward bend and stretching through the back of your body, and then leaning back a little bit and squeezing your lower tummy and tucking your chin into your throat as you lean back. Going back and forth, forwards and backwards with your breath. next time you're in the forward bend, find a place that you can hold there. It's actually more useful if you don't go too far. Just go into a gentle stretch. It's actually better for your body if you start with a nice easy place and just relax there. Let your nervous system and your muscles get used to that first. Then if things loosen up and you kind of relax there, you can maybe soften a bit more deeply into the pose after a few breaths. Just feel your breath, feel your body. Feel the back of your body. Nice, good stretch out through the back of your body. And take your time to slowly come out of the pose, keeping aware of your body as you slowly move out of the pose. And when you're up, resting back on your hands, giving the legs a shake out, gentle shaking of the legs there. From here, taking a rest on your back, just lying comfortably and resting for a few minutes. Taking the time to listen to one of the relaxations. Thank you. Namaste.